To continue the tour, exit Building 92 onto Flushing Avenue and turn left. Make the first right onto Adelphi Street and walk south, heading up the hill toward Myrtle Avenue 2 blocks away. The intersection of Myrtle Avenue and Adelphi Street is the next stop on the tour, which discusses the Fort Greene-based hip-hop group Diggable Planets.
When hip-hop group Diggable Planets' debut album, Reachin', A New Refutation of Time and Space, dropped in 1993, it drew large acclaim for its mix of street-savvy hip-hop with jazz beats. In fact, the album's hit single, Rebirth of Slick, Cool Like That, had a mean bass line with a horn section sampled from jazz legend Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. The group became known for its constant nod to jazz forefathers through song composition, sampling, and lyrical references to jazz and other great legends, such as Charlie Bird Parker, Jimi Hendrix, Charles Mingus, Sonny Rollins, Miles Davis, and Curtis Mayfield. The Cool Like That single was so cool, in fact, that the group's repetitive, boastful lyrics weren't hard to believe. I'm cool like that. I jive like that. I groove like that. I'm fat like that. I'm down like that. I'm black like that. All lines that ended many of the song's verses. The group, a trio made up of Ishmael Butterfly Butler, Marianne Ladybug Mecca Vieira, and Craig Doodlebug Irving, went on to reach a number of incredible achievements, including guest appearances on then-popular television series In Living Color, landing a Billboard Award, touring with singer Sade, and having their top single, Cool Like That, go gold, all of which helped their fan base grow incredibly during the early 90s. Up against many powerhouse and more tenured rap groups, such as Dr. Dre, Naughty by Nature, Snoop Dogg, and Cypress Hill, Diggable Planets won the 1993 Grammy Award in the category of Best Rap Performance by a Duo or Group. Hailing from Seattle, Philadelphia, and Silver Spring, Maryland, the trio made Brooklyn their home not long after signing their first record deal in 1992. Their lyrics frequently reference Brooklyn, and if their songs give us any indication of exactly where in Brooklyn they lived, it's safe to assume that Myrtle Avenue was a thoroughfare they traveled frequently. Their song Dogged describes some of Myrtle Avenue's darker days, when in the song they draw listeners in with Meet Me at the Corner of Myrtle and Adelphi, and We Do It in the Park. That's right, referring to Fort Greene Park. Later on in the song, they rap, In Fort Greene on Diamondback is where I'm at. In their song Black Ego, Up the Fort Where I'm Caught, again refers to Fort Greene. In their song Ninth Wonder, Blackitalism, they rhyme with, I'm slicker this year, Myrtle Avenue, A-Train got the pick in my hair, which segs into an entirely instrumental track simply titled, Myrtle Avenue. Blowout Comb, Diggable Planet's sophomore album, released in 1994, departed from the hip-hop jazz fusion found in their first album and was noted as being less hook-oriented and much more political. Although Blowout Comb didn't find the same success on the charts as their first album, the record is considered to be Diggable Planet's love song to Brooklyn, the Brooklyn album, if you will, and also an ode to their adopted neighborhood, Fort Greene. In interviews, Butterfly shared, At an early age, I had a sense that if you were going to rap, you had to go to New York if you were really going to do it. Brooklyn became the trio's New York home. The group also cites the energy of Fort Greene as a motivational factor, which can be found in the lyrics of their track Borough Check, which features rapper Guru from Gangstar. Word up, Brooklyn every day. It's a 718, and everything is straight. The group shared during an interview that they, quote, named themselves after planets to symbolize each individual person's being a planet, self-sufficient, and reaching within themselves for motivation, unquote, and each gave themselves an insect nickname because they, quote, admire the communal sense of insects, unquote. Unfortunately, in 1995, the group disbanded, citing creative differences. The group came together for a reunion tour in 2005, and subsequently released a compilation album called Beyond the Spectrum, The Creamy Spy Chronicles, a combination of music from their first and second albums, remixes, and B-sides. The band's members, Ishmael Butler, Marianne Vieira, and Craig Irving, remain active in the music industry, though their group nicknames have evolved. Butler's group, Cherry Wine, released the album Bright Black in 2003, and he also composes music for commercials. Vieira started her own label, New Paradigm Entertainment, heads a multimedia firm, and dropped a solo album, Trip the Light Fantastic, in 2005, a tribute to her Brazilian roots, with elements of samba, funk, and jazz intertwined. Irving returned to Philadelphia and formed a new music group, Cosmic Funk Orchestra, in 2000.